Thinking. Setting up our meeting. All right. And it's looking good. Hi, everybody. Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos. It's so good to see everybody here joining in for our UD Hillel Shabbat. We've got a range of blessings, some Torah, and tonight Eliana's going to start us off.
Hi everyone. Tonight I'll sing Tov Lehodot. Tov Lehodot Hashem. Tov Lehodot Hashem. Lezamer, lezamer, leshimcha elyon. Tov Lehodot Hashem. Tov Lehodot Hashem. Tov Leodot Hashem, Lezamer, Lezamer, Leshimcha Elyon. Tov Leodot Hashem, Lehagid Baboker Chasdecha. Lehagid Baboker Chasdecha.
Shabbat Shalom,
everyone.
Shabbat Shalom, Yasher Koach, Eliana. So we're going to move into our blessings. Like I said, this is our sort of quick 15-minute Shabbat experience. So, you know, it kind of moves along. Blake is joining us this week to help with the candle blessings. Blake, what have you got for us?
So I got two candles today. I got apple wood and spice.
Whoa.
And then I also got an apple cinnamon from Harris Teeter.
Love that.
Let me get on the camera. Yeah, so I got these two. Got some matches.
I mean, on one hand, scented candles aren't necessarily traditional for Shabbat, but on the other hand, neither is Zoom. And I've been making, you know, like mozi with hot dog buns for the first few weeks That's of this fun. Gathering too. So like, this is all about making Judaism work in all of these strange forms and places.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyone else who is lighting, Blake, I'll invite you to light now too. I'm gonna light as well. I have these little tea lights this week, not my giant Shabbat candles, because it's what I found. I'm doing some unpacking and found these. With the matches too. I feel like the matches always make it that much more exciting, you know?
Yeah, I didn't get it on the first match. It didn't quite catch fire.
This is, you know, all part of, you know, improvisational Judaism. It's where it's at. I hear that. We're getting there. It's all good.
I got one to light. The second one, the stem is not very big and not very easy to catch on fire. So still trying there.
That's all right. It's, you know, these things happen in their own due time. It's all good, Blake.
Blake, is that a UD Hillel custom kippah you're wearing?
Yes, it is. Glad you know
that. Love that.
I haven't worn it in a couple months, but I'm glad I gave it another go here.
Love that. Shout out from our Gesher, Jewish Religious Life President, Jeremy Davis, the one who has the awesome Moses background, which we had from Torah study the other day,
too. I got
too.
It, guys.
You got it. All right. Do you want to lead the blessing or shall I do it? Or
we can do it together? I'll let you do it.
All right. So anybody wants to join me, feel free to drop off of mute. I appreciate your lighting for us, Blake. We'll do it together. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Amen. Okay, Jeremy, are you leading Kiddush for us this week too?
Happily.
Love that.
And Blake, I was just thinking about this. If there would be anyone who would show off their class with an exotic variety of spiced candles, it would be you. And I'm very proud of that.
We love Blake's scented candles. I hope, you know, for many Shabbatot to come, keep bringing that spice into our Shabbat. Jeremy, take it away.
Absolutely. You can take your beverage of choice. I'm once again sporting the very elegant Hydro Flask. Okay. Baruch Atanai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Peri HaGafen. Baruch Atanai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedisham Mitzvotav V'Ratzivanu. Shabbat Kodesho V'Yava Ratzon Hinchilanu Zikaron Maaseh Bereishit Ki Hu Yom Techila L'Mikra Kodesh Zecher L'Tziyad Mitzrayim. Kivanu vacharta v'yotanu kidashta mikol hamim v'shabbat kodshecha v'yahava uvratzon hinchaltanu baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha-shabbat. Amen.
Amen. L'chaim.
This week's kippah was brought to you by the Heschel School. I went to their prom in 2017. Good memories.
Jeremy's 2017 prom, gave at custom kippot. That feels on brand to me. I appreciate that. Love that. And all afternoon, I was actually texting back and forth with Sydney, who was baking these amazing challot and is going to lead us in motzi tonight. You want to show off what it is? Show us this thing. It's just like work of art here.
Well, this is one of them, which was not my best braiding work, which Rabbi Nick pointed out to me. And then I kind of got better with the second one. And this one I added everything but the bagel seasoning. So we'll see how they turn out. Haven't tried it. My first attempt at making challah ever. So woke up at like 8 o'clock to do it. So
Shachianu moment. Good for you.
My sister and my mom are joining in on that.
Hey to the Hirsch family. How's it going? Shabbat shalom.
Let's see.
Oh. I just have Dave's killer bread again.
Wait. I'm scared it's undercooked, but what do we think?
Beautiful. Look at that.
Undercooked? No, it's perfect.
Hold on. Give us a second.
We just wanted to be among the first to try this.
Amazing.
Okay. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz.
Amen. I'm just seeing the beautiful challot, the everything but the bagel spice. I love that, like spicing it like an everything bagel. I can't say that I've had a challah like that before, but what an amazing idea. I definitely want to try that next time I'm taking part myself. And so now we're going to continue. Thank you, Hirsch family. Yashar Koach. Nathan Goldenberg, my student from out in LA in Santa Monica right now, comes to us with some words of Torah. So go ahead, Nathan.
Shabbat shalom. This week, I've been thinking about the way that we show up for one another, basically how we're responsible for each other. And as a theme that really jumped out from the Torah portion this week, Chukat Balak, among other things, we get this episode where Moses gets punished by God that he can't enter the promised land. And it happens in this curious incident where God tells him to draw water from a rock and instead he strikes it with a staff. But the important thing that ties into the question of responsibility is that Aaron, Moses' brother, gets the very same punishment Moses gets. At first, it really felt unfair to me. Moses hit the rock, so why does Aaron get the punishment as well? But the point is that Aaron is responsible for Moses, just as Moses is responsible for the people. Right now, we could be in a much better situation with COVID if more people had taken it seriously in the early months. But those who followed the CDC guidelines are living in the very same country as those who didn't. Yes, some people are in better positions to deal with the fallout than others, but there will be fallout for everybody and much more of it than there might have been. This Torah portion teaches us through Aaron that there is no such thing as an innocent bystander. Those of us who saw people ignoring public safety measures have to deal with the same COVID pandemic as the people who made it worse while we looked on. The police officers who watched their own commit crimes and did nothing are now being charged in court as well. This Torah portion teaches us that when we see somebody doing something we know to be harmful to them or to somebody else, not to stand by, but to reach over, tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, calm down, let's do this right and morally. So maybe we can hold off on the shoulder tapping until after COVID. We can't stand by and do nothing because whatever it is that person next to us does, we have to live in the very same world as the consequences of their actions. This comes up with wearing masks too. The biggest reason to wear a mask in public is not to protect yourself. It's to protect the people you come into contact with in case you have COVID and aren't symptomatic. Somebody could catch it from you and get really sick. Somehow it's become controversial in our society. It's become politicized. But really wearing a mask is about taking responsibility for the welfare of our community. This weekend is Independence Day, but with freedom, the next question is just as important. How do we take responsibility? Or to paraphrase Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. Maybe we have more power to act in the world than it might sometimes feel. So maybe tomorrow is not just Independence Day, but Interdependence Day. And there is Jewish language for that. It isn't purely American or Spider-Man. The Talmud says, Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh Bazeh. All Israel are responsible for each other. And in our interconnected, interdependent world, it's more than just the ancient Israelites. It's all of us.
Shabbat shalom, yashar koach, Nathan. Thank you. Appreciate your words of Torah. So now I invite you to jump into the chat box, just like Jeremy just did. Jeremy was saying, beautiful Devar, come visit our campus when it's safe for everyone to travel again. Nathan, you have an open invite to come and hang out with some of these wonderful people in Delaware anytime. And speaking of the chat box, and speaking of going back to campus, last week, not like this immediate week, but the week before, UD announced its plan for reopening in the fall and what that's going to look like in classes and all of that. And there's still a lot to be determined and figured out. And so what I want to ask this group, this is sort of very much like the beginning of the conversation, but those of you who are coming back to UD, how are you going to take responsibility? How are you going to be careful around your own actions and what actions you take? How are you going to be responsible for yourself and your community? And I want to also open this up because I recognize that not everyone here is coming back to UD in the fall. I saw Sydney, that moment of realization of that. And also Nathan may be back in Davidson. He may be in LA. Well, time will tell. But so I invite all of you, how are you going to show up in the fall in a way that takes responsibility for other people? Go ahead and drop it into the chat box and we'll see those. Or you know what, let's actually do it differently today. Don't worry about the chat box. Unmute yourself, just jump in. And if multiple people talk, we'll like sort it out live. How do you want to take responsibility this fall?
Well, I'm living in a townhouse just around the corner from Hillel, and my roommates and I have already sort of having conversations about because we're not gonna be social distant from one another. That means that we're like one big household. We have to be responsible for each other. So we're going to be talking about who we're going to be letting into our townhouse, who we're going to be seeing, like trying to make sure that we're all staying safe to keep each other safe and the people that we're seeing safe and so on and so forth.
Great. I appreciate that. Who else?
I think for me, I mean, definitely part of it is just kind of limiting who you see and just kind of limiting just your range of people you see and trying to make sure if you or also like if I have it, I want to make sure I'm trying to be exposed to as little people as possible, especially like family, like if my family wants to visit and I know I might have symptoms or something. I don't want like my parents to come up and visit and then like get something, especially. So I think for me and I think for a lot of people, just being careful, being as safe as you can by trying to stay inside and not going in large groups of people in an unsafe way.
Thanks, Blake. Other thoughts?
I think teaching people that their college experience will be different than what they were used to in the past and all having to adjust to the new normal together.
Yeah, so some of it's about not just what you do, but how you teach other people about it. I appreciate that, Sam. Other thoughts?
Yeah, wearing masks is important for people and not getting too close to too many people. And then also I think asking people how they're doing, what they're thinking about. So we can also talk about our feelings and I don't know, like where everyone is at, because I feel like a lot of people are at different levels and thinking about different things with the pandemic.
I so much appreciate that, Eliana, because this isn't just like a public health PSA. It's also about like checking in with people's real like fears and anxieties and like how people are carrying this in real time. And so being interconnected and knowing what your friends are going through and how they're feeling about it's important too. Thank you.
This is kind of like piggybacking off what Sam said, but I think just like trying to keep the attitude and the mindset that it's not going to be like it was before, but still just trying to keep that positive outlook and, you know, realizing that it could be a lot worse. And hopefully if you guys are back and if I'm able to go and everything, that, you know, just the fact that we're even able to be there is better than it it has been. So just keeping that positive outlook, and even though it's not going to be the same.
Totally. Like finding some positivity in the middle of the challenge of it. That's like super important. Other folks, other thoughts.
I think respecting others and their comforts and discomforts as far as the virus is concerned, to make sure that we could be together in a safe way and that we're all conscious of one another. Kind of like what Nathan said, whereas when with Cole, Israel, everything said, does that, and we're all like there for one another to make sure that we're all safe.
I appreciate that. Like there's the safety piece, but also checking in with what people are okay with and what they're comfortable with. And so really like living into that imperative that we get from Talmud, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh BaZeh. Any final thoughts, friends? So yeah, we'll bring this, our Shabbat gathering to a close. Thank you for all of those of you who brought blessings to us. Thank you for some song in Shabbat, Eliana, Yasher Koach, Nathan for bringing some words of Torah and some drash. Appreciate all of you thinking forward a little bit about what it means in this strange moment that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh BaZeh takes on a different valence in this moment, and being responsible for one another it has a certain kind of importance. So thanks everyone for reflecting on that Torah portion, that line from Talmud of us being there for one another and with one another. And with that, we will say Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.